kind that lives on the land. You have a different word for the same sort of thing that lives only on the land. Instead of bull, I give it terrapin. Okay. It's all right. I don't have my dialect. Different kinds of trees now. If you could name some for me, I'd appreciate it.
Maple.
All right.
Elm.
Okay.
Box elder.
I wish we didn't have those. They're a nuisance.
Hedge.
And,
Did I give you elm?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's go to berries for a moment, Todd. You want to name a couple berries?
Strawberry, raspberry.
And there's certain kinds of berries that are...
Loganberries.
certain kinds that you don't dare eat because they'll make you sick or kill you. What would you say about them?
They're
what kind of... They're what?
Poisonous.
There's a certain kind of leaf, the three-leaf effect that makes me itch on the legs when I walk within 10 yards of it.
Poison ivy.
Now, do you have any difference between different kinds of maples? Talk about trees.
Well, there's hard maple, and then like you get the sugar maple from.
Is this the one that you get the syrup from?
Syrup.
Now, what do you call a group of these together? A tree of this sort. So, you say a sugar maple.
Trees.
You grow. We use grove here. Grove.
Grove?
Yeah,
in groves?
Oh, one other thing I didn't get here. Certain kind of bush, hedge, I don't know what it is. It's poisonous, I guess, under certain circumstances. Very beautiful this time of year, just before this. It turns red, bright red. Grows all over, grows wild. But the kids better stay away from. You think of this bush,
Shumink?
That's exactly it. Did you have any particular way of referring to your husband, Mrs. Dunbar, as your husband, your man, your mister?
Oh, I usually called him by his first name. Mm-hmm.
But you're talking to somebody else about him, you'd refer to
the
him?
The same way, usually.
And would he refer to you the same way? His first name. Oh, is your husband's dead? Huh? That makes
Sheila what?
Widow.
Well, the man who married your mother was known as your.
My father.
Would you repeat it a lot?
Father.
Yeah, thanks. What did you call your father?
Usually Dad.
And how about your mother?
Oh, mother or mom.
Any special word for a particularly affectionate way to refer to them? And if you were... You have generally two ways. Usually to talk to them and then a very affectionate way.
They're very good to me.
Yeah, just one for both, I see. And you refer to both your mother and father as your what?
Parents.
Very good. Now, your father's father was your what?
Grandfather.
And his wife was?
Grandmother.
And you are your parents, not son, but?
Only daughter. Only child, to be specific.
I'm an only child, too.
Oh.
So isn't that why? So is my child. I can believe it. Well, the opposite of a boy is?
Girl.
And
a baby is pushed around in a what? With wheels thingy.
Buggy.
And a woman who sometimes used to, especially to help deliver a child when it was born, was referred to as a
newborn.
If the boy does, looks a lot like me, unfortunately, somebody would say he
resembled his father.
Good.
Now.
Well, your parents could say, since
they
I only had one child. But
they
did what to you?
They, pardon me?
No, no. I was referring to it as, they stayed with you, they took care of you,
they
cared
for me.
All right. Have you ever used, brought up?
Yeah.
How about reared?
Reared.